Absolutely. It's very, very clear to me that the recruitment embargo that was put in place by the last government and by senior HSE officials, you know, left us where we were completely under-resourced in so many ways. We had, for example, in our own hospital in Letterkenny, full capacity, 100% capacity. We had an average of 19 people on trolleys every single day throughout the year, where it used to be a winter crisis, then it became a permanent crisis thanks to the recruitment embargo. But it wasn't just in the hospital system, it was across the entire healthcare system. And I believe that that culture has led us now to not recruit enough people to do contact tracing and to have enough nurses and doctors to deal with this pandemic.
What's your reaction to the developments yesterday that the Taoiseach was only made aware of this contact tracing controversy by reading it from a website?
Absolutely extraordinary. I actually was in the Dáil Chamber sitting near to Mary Lou McDonald when he actually gave that response. Stunning. And since that, the Minister for Health has confirmed the same. So what you have is a disjoint within government itself, and then within the senior management of the health services. And we've seen that with NPHET making the recommendation for a four-week level five arrangement, government rejecting it and now going for a six-week arrangement. They need to start to cooperate. They need to change the culture, which was to, you know, freeze recruitment, hold back on the health services. We now need to resource our health services urgently so we can take the pressure off wider society.